This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved a budget of 11,718 crore rupees for census to be taken up in 2027. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. He said Census 2027 will be the 16th in the series and 8th since independence.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai. Bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
Mr. Vaishnaw said caste enumeration will be included in Census 2027, which will be the first ever digital census. Data will be collected using mobile applications that will be available for both Android as well as iOS versions. Mr. Vaishnaw said 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise. Census 2027 will cover the entire population in the country. The minister also announced that Cabinet approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. The policy will allow allocation of coal linkages on auction basis on long term for any industrial use and export. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary South Dr. Nina Malhotra said, at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein, the Prime Minister will visit Jordan from 15th to 16th December. She said this will be Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Jordan, which is coinciding with the 75th year of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Dr. Malhotra underscored that India and Jordan share strong economic ties.
India and Jordan share warm and friendly relations marked by mutual trust and goodwill. The relationship spans across sectors, including political, economic, defense, and strong people-to-people ties. India and Jordan also share strong economic ties, with India being the third largest trading partner of Jordan, and the bilateral trade between the two countries is valued at $2.8 billion.
On the second leg of his three-nation tour, the Prime Minister will visit Ethiopia on the 16th and 17th of this month. Dr. Malhotra added that this visit reflects India's commitment towards deepening South-South cooperation. Secretary CPV and OIA Arun Kumar Chatterjee said that in the final leg of his visit from 17th to 18th of this month, the Prime Minister will reach Oman. Mr. Chatterjee said that a number of documents are expected to be signed during the Prime Minister's visit to Oman. The Election Commission has appointed special roll observers for observing the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls in 8 major states, including West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Kerala. The poll body said special roll observers have already begun their work and are expected to be present 2 days a week in these states until the final electoral rolls are published in February 2026. EC said special roll observers will conduct meetings with the state level and district level leadership of all the national and state political parties. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the government is going to start a program to make aircraft in the country. He stressed that the country should have Made in India aircraft to meet the growing demand in the aviation sector. He said Hindustan Aeronautics Limited is exploring the possibility with Russian aircraft company Sukhoi SJ-100 to get the technologies to make the aircraft in the country. Replying to a private member resolution appropriate measures to regulate airfare in the country, the minister highlighted that availability of the aircraft is a serious issue, as certain global players are manufacturing these aircraft. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India have defeated hosts UAE by 234 runs in the first match in Dubai. A 212-run partnership by Vaibhav Suryavanshi and Aaron George for the second wicket helped India post a mammoth 433-run score. And that is the end of this news bulletin.